Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, ample sunshine expected. High temperatures reach up to 86. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 54. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89. Daytime highs approaching 69 Friday under partly cloudy skies. 76 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 71.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. President Trump says at least 11 people are dead after a U.S. strike on a boat tied to a South American drug cartel. The strike happened in the Caribbean Sea against a boat the U.S. says was carrying drugs from Venezuela. A Kingman County teen is dead after a Tuesday night crash. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports 16-year-old Blake Reese crashed into a van on his motorcycle. It happened southeast of Pretty Prairie. No one else was hurt. A Kansas businessman announces he's running for governor in 2026. Philip Sarnecki says his priorities are lowering taxes for families and restoring parental rights in education. He's the 10th candidate to announce his campaign so far. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Supreme Court is accepting public comment on proposed new Rule 1405, which will create a Standing Rule Justice Initiative Committee. When adopted, the rule will establish the framework for a standing committee, including members and terms, and the standing committee will be responsible for implementing recommendations made in the Rule Justice Initiative Final Report, monitor the effectiveness of those efforts, and identify ways to improve access to legal services in rural Kansas. The Standing Committee would succeed a Rural Justice Initiative Committee that was created in 2022 to examine unmet legal needs in rural Kansas related to a shrinking number of attorneys living and working in rural areas. That committee produced the final report with 10 recommendations that range from attorney recruitment projects to best practices to meet legal needs across Kansas. The court will accept written comment by email to publiccomment@kscourts.gov until 5 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd, and the subject line must read Rule 1405. A Hayes man and a Victoria man were arrested after an alleged physical disturbance in the 500 block of West 7th Street in Hayes, which includes three bars across the street from the Fort Hays State University campus. Hayes Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood reported that at about 1:40 a.m. on Saturday, officers were on a routine patrol near bar closing time when they allegedly witnessed a verbal dispute escalate into a physical altercation. Greenwood said 26-year-old Dakota Jaden Wise of Hayes was arrested on a requested battery charge after allegedly shoving another person, and as officers took Wise into custody, a crowd of 12 to 20 people gathered. Greenwood said additional officers were called in to help manage the crowd, which had created a tense situation. Greenwood said 22-year-old Nathan Glenn Harabi of Victoria allegedly refused to back away and physically resisted officers, leading him to being tased and arrested on a requested charge of interference with law enforcement. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending August 31st, there were 3.9 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 4% very short, 16% short, 66% adequate, and 14% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 21% short, 65% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 10% poor, 28% fair, 44% good, and 15% excellent. Corn dough was 96%, near the 95% from last year, and 93% for the 5-year average. Dented was 72%, near the 74% from last year, and the 71% average. And mature was 29%, behind the 34% from last year, but near the 26% average. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 6% poor, 27% fair, 55% good, and 11% excellent. Sorghum condition rated 4% very poor, 8% poor, 28% fair, 45% good, and 15% excellent. Cotton condition rated 1% very poor, 7% poor, 29% fair, 42% good, and 21% excellent. And pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 9% poor, 25% fair, 50% good, and 12% excellent. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join us at Norton County Hospital for Destination Healthy Aging. Discover tips to stay active, eat well, manage stress, and age vibrantly using the MEDS method: mindfulness, exercise, diet, and sleep. September 24th, 5:30 p.m. in the NCH Conference Room. RSVP on our Facebook page. Don't miss this chance to invest in your health and your future.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has announced several regulation updates taking effect on September 12th, including new discounted licenses for Kansas seniors and an extended season for night vision coyote hunting. Kansas residents aged 65 to 74 will soon have access to 3 new multi-year license options: the 5-year hunting license, the 5-year fishing license, and the 5-year combination hunting and fishing license. There will also be 1-year senior licenses that will remain available at half the standard adult rate. Hunters using night vision equipment will now have a longer season to pursue coyotes, with the updated season running from September 1st to March 31st, excluding firearm deer seasons. However, due to the timing of the regulation change, the 2025-2026 season will only include September 29th through December 2nd, 2025, December 15th through December 31st, 2025, and January 1st to March 31st, 2026. Other regulation updates include that the trout permit fee will be increased from $12 to $17.50 to cover rising stocking costs. Mussel fishing and dealer fees were eliminated because commercial mussel harvesting was banned in 2022, and hunters may now use either lead or non-lead, non-toxic shot when hunting big game with muzzle loaders, a type of firearm loaded from the front end of the barrel. Among the deer permit adjustments, more whitetail antlerless deer tags will be available in southeastern and central Kansas. Fewer whitetail antlerless deer tags will be available in northwestern Kansas due to declining deer populations, and extended firearm season dates were added for southeastern deer management units. As part of its ongoing efforts, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is working to make fish and wildlife regulations easier to understand and more consistent across activities and regions. The 2025-2026 hunting and fur harvesting regulation summary is now available online and will soon be available at Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks offices and many of the locations where hunting licenses are sold. On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly directed that flags are to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup to sundown today, Wednesday, September 3rd, in honor of Kansas City, Kansas police officer Hunter Simonsik, who was killed in the line of duty on August 26th. Governor Kelly said the death of a law enforcement officer is always a tragedy. Hunter Simoncic diligently protected and served Kansans, and beyond his work as a police officer, he was committed to leaving a lasting positive impact on the Kansas City community. She said her deepest condolences go out to his family and loved ones in the Kansas City, Kansas community as they again grieve this unimaginable loss. Officer Simoncic will be honored during services held today, September 3rd. A project to resurface a portion of U.S. 283 is underway in Norton County. This Kansas Department of Transportation project involves a mill and overlay on 14 miles of the highway, starting at the East K-9 Junction and ending near Washington Street in Norton. During the construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane through the areas where the crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car, so motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The project work is expected to be completed by the end of September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6205. The City of Norton has announced important information regarding the city's upcoming hearings. The Norton City Council invites and welcomes everyone to attend the Revenue Neutral Rate, or RNR, hearing and budget hearing during the council meeting today, September 3rd. At 5:30 p.m., the City Council meeting will begin. At 5:45 p.m., the RNR hearing will begin. And at 5:55 p.m., the budget hearing will begin. The council meeting and hearings will be held in the fire station at City Hall, 301 East Washington in Norton, and the public is asked to please use the walk-in door on the west side of City Hall next to the garage doors. If you don't want to miss your opportunity to be heard, you need to contact the city clerk, Alex McKenna, at 785-877-5000 to be put on the list to speak during the RNR and/or budget hearings. However, if you don't get on the list ahead of time, you will still be able to sign up to speak upon your arrival at the meeting. If you would like a full copy of the proposed 2026 budget, you can call or stop by the city office, and copies will also be available at the hearings. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351. For all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Trends of what ag producers received as prices for their commodities in USDA's latest agricultural prices report point to various directions. Rod Bain has the details.
Regarding USDA's latest look at what agricultural producers receive price-wise for their commodities, this covering the month of July, the same percentage, 1.4%, was a prevalent theme, as in a 1.4% month-over-month increase in what livestock producers received price-wise, as in a 1.4% decrease in July in prices received by growers for all ag commodities. The rise in the Livestock Production Index is fueled primarily by a 1.2% increase in prices received by meat animal producers from the previous month. However, the lower total ag price index in July stems from a slight 0.3% decrease in the crop production price index. Specialty crop prices received, fruits, vegetables, melons, and tree nuts, were offset by declines in grains and oilseeds, including an over 9% decrease in prices received by wheat growers. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The U.S. dairy industry is facing a possible shortage of its most important resource, milk cows. The number of replacement heifers available to enter the dairy herd as milk-producing cows has already fallen to a 20-year low. Based on new CoBank research, replacements could fall even further over the next 2 years before a recovery begins in 2027. These declining heifer inventories could limit growth in the milk supply, a looming concern for dairy processors with expansion plans underway. The U.S. is currently experiencing a historic $10 billion investment in new dairy processing facilities expected to come online through 2027. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a range of temperatures across the state of Kansas for this afternoon. Some areas below average and some getting up above where we should be for this time of the year. Lingering around about the upper 70s to around 80 degrees for the extreme northeastern and north central portions of the state right along the border with Nebraska and into Missouri. We normally should see highs around about the mid 80s in those areas. Looking at a cold front that's starting to dip through the area over there. Warmer for the rest of the state, though lingering around about the mid to upper 80s for the eastern portions of the state, also for the northwestern portions of Kansas. Then it does look like mid to lower 90s expected for south central, central portions, and the southwestern portions of Kansas. Looks like sunny skies across most of the state, then a mixture of clouds and sun starts to develop for the northwestern into the central portions and southeastern portions of the state as well. Also expecting to see a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms coming in for the later part of the afternoon hours. That'll continue as a better chance for the south central and southeastern portions of the state for tonight. And along with that, it also looks like a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather for those areas as well. Overnight lows expected to drop down into the 50s primarily. Upper 40s expected for the northeastern portions of Kansas through the overnight hours. And we can also expect to see a little bit of cloud cover again, primarily for the eastern half of the state. By Thursday, that cold front pushes through the eastern portions of the state, so it looks like highs lingering around about the mid to upper 70s for most, getting into the lower 80s for the north central and southeastern portions. A little bit warmer for south central portions with highs into the upper 80s, lingering in the 90s for the extreme western parts. A slight mixture of cloud cover across the state in the morning and then becoming mostly sunny. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattle producers, it's time to register. Every year brings its own challenges, but you're not in it alone. At Husker Harvest Days, the power of community is real. Connect with fellow ranchers, ag pros, and industry leaders at the Can't Miss Beef Showcase. See the latest in livestock handling and discover tools to elevate your operation. Sign up online with code RADIO25 for a complimentary 3-day pass. Go to HuskerHarvestDays.com and click register now. Join us September 9th through 11th for cattle, crops, and community.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the baby calves, we'll have drop-in consignments of those. In the breeding stock, here's 7 black cows. There are older cows exposed to a black bull as of May 1. In the calves and feeders, here's 32 Charolais Red Angus Cross steers, long-time wean, shots, off grass, mostly at 700 pounds. In the weigh-ups, we'll have our usual trailer run of cows and bulls. Next week, we will be the start of our special calf and yearling sales series that we will have every other week, as well as holding regular sales that offer all class of livestock in between those special sale dates. Check us out at NortonLivestock.com to see everything about us. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.
Farm and Ranch Realty will be selling for Olson Farms 640-plus acres at absolute public auction Friday, September 5th at the Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas. Now, this is excellent crop land and grass located on the southwest Norton County to be offered in tracts. Buyer will get possession of the crop land as soon as the crop is harvested and November 1st on the pasture. The water well on tract 4 is located on the northwest side of the house with pitless pressure tank replaced 3 years ago. Possession of the building fencing and improvements will be at the closing, with seller retaining machinery and equipment rights until December 1st. Any equipment that's left after that date will become the property of the buyer. You can bid by phone, person, or online. All internet and telephone bidders must be registered and approved by the auction company prior to the sale. For more information, contact Don Hazlett at Farm & Ranch Realty, 785-443-1299. That's 785-443-1299.